Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting the first Chibok schoolgirl to be rescued is being debriefed by authorities. Amina Ali was among nearly 300 girls abducted by Boko Haram militants in a mass kidnapping at a school 2 years ago. Hosea Sambito is with the organization Bring Back Our Girls.
One of the missing girls that has been found, it was yesterday towards evening that our vigilante group from Chibok went out for their normal patrol. Unfortunately, they fall on this girl.
Details of the rescue from the village near the town of Damboa remain unclear. The head of the U.S. Africa Command, General David Rodriguez, says the U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission in Libya. He said such a mission is possible when the Libyan government is ready for it. It would be intended to help Libya fight Islamic State militants. The U.S. government's top intelligence official says he has seen indications of foreign hackers attempting to spy on U.S. presidential candidates. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper said as the campaigns intensify, there will probably be more hacking attempts. Clapper spoke Wednesday at a cybersecurity event in Washington. He said FBI and Homeland Security Department officials are working with the presidential campaigns to counter any cyber threats. Venezuelan police fired tear gas at protesters in Caracas Wednesday. Thousands of protesters tried to reach the headquarters of the country's Electoral Commission, demanding a referendum on recalling socialist President Nicolas Maduro. This is VOA News. A magnitude 6.8 earthquake struck the coast of Ecuador Wednesday, just hours after another quake of about the same intensity struck the same area. The U.S. Geological Survey said the new quake was 24 kilometers in depth and located north of the city of Rosa Zarate. Power outages have been reported. Afghanistan is downgrading its representation to the international group trying to arrange peace talks with the Taliban. The action is a show of anger at Pakistan. Afghanistan says Pakistan needs to honor its commitments to take action against militant groups operating from its territory. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met Wednesday in Cairo with Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi. The two discussed ways to revive the Israeli-Palestinian peace process. A State Department spokesman later said Kerry expressed his appreciation for Mr. Sisi's support for advancing Arab-Israeli peace. In a move to bolster his ruling coalition, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has invited hardline nationalist Avigdor Lieberman to join his government. The two men met Wednesday. Political sources say Mr. Netanyahu agreed to Lieberman's demand to be appointed defense minister. A new report from the International Labor Organization finds significant progress toward reducing poverty worldwide. Lisa Schlein reports.
The International Labor Organization estimates the number of people in 107 emerging and developing countries living in extreme poverty has fallen by nearly one half in 1990 to just under 15% in 2012. That progress, however, has been uneven and fragile. The agency's study calculates a total of $10 trillion over the next 15 years is needed to eradicate extreme and moderate poverty globally by 2030. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
Rescue workers in three Sri Lankan villages are digging through mud and debris, trying to find victims of huge landslides. At least 37 people are dead. Dozens of people are reported missing. Flooding triggered by torrential rains caused the landslides. A U.S. airstrike has killed what are called two high-value individuals in an attack on an Islamic State building in Iraq. Baghdad-based military spokesman Colonel Steve Warren said Wednesday that the May 13th strike killed Abu Hamza and Abu Safiya, as well as a third militant. U.S. President Barack Obama extended overtime pay benefits Wednesday for 4.2 million American workers. It's an attempt to increase the paychecks of employees who often work long hours without getting any extra money. On Wall Street, stock prices were mixed at the close of trade today. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.